I am calling you into myself, saith the Spirit of grace. And when I call you into myself, I glorify Him. I bring you into a room of compassion and love. This is what the world lacks. And this is what humanity has not seen. They have not seen a people that walk in the fullness of my love. Did I not say that perfect love casts out all fear? Where most miss it in their pursuit is they reckon that love is an emotion that they can feel. And oh yes, when you're filled with the fullness of me, you'll feel. Your spirit will fill places in me and baptisms of my affection that you never thought possible. But my love to you is what will be a part of everything that you are, that will instill you, your very inward being, far beyond emotions. Therefore, I implore you, come over. Come over into my presence and spend the time outside of these walls where that my love can baptize you and take you higher and higher so that in the days ahead, there'll be no emotion on the planet that will be able to invade that room. It will keep you steady. It will keep you calm and it'll keep you in peace and without fear. And when you need it the most, it will perpetuate the gospel. It will teach, not just through your words. But like the firstborn, you'll be able to stand and release great ebb and flows of my glory as I will proceed through your prayers. I'll take over atmospheres through your very presence in the room, saith the Spirit of grace. I say this not to those who are preachers alone, but I say this to everyone who enjoys my presence and will seek me. There are places in me that I promise you you've not yet enjoyed. The best is yet to come. If you desire a life that improves with age and takes you higher and higher and deeper in peace and higher in glory, know this, that I prophesy to you from where I'm at to where you are now. Wherever you are on this journey, there is more for you than you can imagine. And you are well capable of coming to where I'm at. You are well capable. This is not provided for those who have only all their time to invest. This is provided for those who will trust in my grace and give what time that I provide in grace to them back to me. If you'll follow that margin of grace, I'll empty myself over to you and give you a strength to walk in a place, and you'll actually find something inside of you that almost wants to argue with me and says, Lord, you've given me so much for so little that I've invested in you. But I tell you, it's through my grace. It's through my strength. When you pull away and devote to me what I'm asking, and you know it's me, do not forget. Do not forget the admonitions to pray, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah.